Okay, we're starting a new topic this week, and it is called Know Your Mind. So to know what's happening in your head. Let's look at Romans 12 and verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It does not say be transformed by a new pair of shoes and matching handbag. Does not say be transformed by renewing your car, okay, whoever that applies to. It doesn't even say be transformed by 2 weeks holiday in the Bahamas, okay, even though that would be nice. It says to be transformed by renewing our mind. So it doesn't matter if we're in a new year, a new season, or it's just a new day. Sometimes we need a new start, and to do that, we need to begin with renewing our minds. Because you can get up in the morning and the same old rubbish from yesterday can be there. In fact, there's nothing more certain to get me to jump out of bed than if I waken up and I've got rubbish going on in my head. Okay? So, I'm not promising if we are doing this transforming. I'm not promising that at the end of it we'll look like Elle Macpherson or Pierce Brosnan. Okay, I'm not promising that, but we are talking about a transformation here and not a full-blown miracle, okay? We're doing transformations this morning, not full-blown miracles. But what God is promising is that we, if we can give him our old stinking thinking, everything negative that rises up in our mind or in our emotions, he can transform it into something new. God can transform lonely into loved, rejected into accepted, stressful into peaceful, and fearful into faith-filled. So where does this amazing renewal start? In our minds, with everything that flits around between our ears. Here's a couple of quotes today. This one was called Healthy Brains by the Cleveland Clinic, and it says this: every day, your brain processes about 70,000 thoughts. Every day. Okay? Dr. Fred Luskin of Stanford University says, a human being has approximately 60,000 thoughts per day, and 90% of these are repetitive. Okay? Nothing new there. So today, I'm talking about knowing your mind. Do we really know our mind? And are we aware of every thought that flits through it every day? All 60 to 70,000 of them. You know, there's so many thoughts go through our mind watching the television, something that someone said, and we're going playing it over and over like a stuck record. He said or she said, and it's going through our mind and we're not even aware of it. And then this shocking statistic that 90% of our thoughts are thoughts that we've had before, and they're just repeating themselves. Well, if that's a negative thought, then we're living in that negativity. So we need to be more aware of what's going on in our minds. How many times have we repeated something? Maybe we've said, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't finish this course, there's no way I can get to the end of it. Who's been halfway through something? 18 months into a three-year course, been there and just think, I can't do this, I can't finish this, okay? And we keep repeating that, when what we should be repeating is what the Bible says, which is actually the complete opposite. Because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the minute my thought's going, I can't do this, I can't do this, I need to change it to, yes, I can do it, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Repeating the negatives never works. In fact, repeating the negatives only produces more negatives. We're in that 90% bracket when we really need to be in the 10% bracket, unless it's good things that we're repeating. So here's a revelation. Repeating what God says is the only way to a transformed life. Not repeating what someone else has said to pull us down, but repeating what God says. So I want us to stop right here. We're taking 10 seconds to think about what is repeating in our minds. Is it, did I switch the oven on? Did I switch the oven on? Did I switch the oven on? If that's what you're repeating, you're not with me this morning. With me, it's, did I switch the light out in that cupboard? Every Sunday morning, did I switch the light out in the cupboard? I either go upstairs to check or I send my daughter upstairs. Go and check that Mum switched the light off in that cupboard. Because I hate the thought of a light burning in the cupboard, you know, when you're out. So what is it that's repeating in our minds right now? Because actually, what's repeating in our minds can give us mental indigestion. If it's negatives, then, you know, if you're just giving yourself mental indigestion. So what's been going through your head this week? Is it, you're awesome. Good job. Well done. I think you should run for Prime Minister. You know, Bob for Prime Minister. Let's have it. Yep. Seconded. It's seconded over there by your mother-in-law. Look at that. Bob for Prime Minister. Or is what's going through our head, you can't do this, you'll fail again, you're useless, no one loves you, everyone hates you, go and eat a bunch of worms. You know, we need to be aware of what is going through our minds. And 90% of the time, I don't think we are. There was a poem that we used to say to people when we were kids, I'm sure you've heard it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. Folks, names can kill us. Names are sending us in a downhill spiral. Negative words cause negative emotions, and that can overwhelm us and attack our minds. They can cause depression, rejection, fear, anxiety. These are all the result of negative words. Either someone said to us or we're repeating it in our head 90% of the time. And we can end up in an emotional pit, all because of wrong words and wrong thinking. Here's what it says in Proverbs 23 and verse 7. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. How we think about ourselves, that's how we are. That's how what we're becoming. So how are we thinking? How do we see ourselves on the inside? Is it good or bad? I've shared this once before, but some people may not have heard it. It was years and years ago now, but I read this book. And there was two questions asked in this book. And the first question was, how do you see yourself? And the second question was, how do you think others see you? And instantly God gave me the answer. And I was shocked. I was completely shocked that that was my inner belief about myself, the answer to these two questions. Who'd like to know the answer? The Prime Minister does there. Right. So here's the answer to our two questions. Instantly they popped into my head and I knew it was God answering them. So the first question was, how do you see yourself? And the answer in my head was, I'm not a nice person. And the second question was, how do you think others see you? And the answer in my head was, people don't like me. That was negative thinking. It was a negative self-belief right down on the inside of me that I just didn't even know was there. But it affects all your responses. It affects how you respond to people. You know, if someone runs over your toe in the supermarket with their trolley, it's the difference between going, oh, bless you, to where's the nearest cucumber till I hit them over the head with it, you know. So we have responses in our lives, and it's all connected to how we think about ourselves. I had no idea that's what I believed until God showed me it. So I want you to go home. Here's your homework. Ask yourself those two questions when you go home today. How do you see yourself, and how do you think others see you? And you might get a revelation of something you need to give to God and say, God, break this off my life, as I can't go through the rest of my life thinking like this. So what are we thinking in our head? I just want us to take a minute right now for God to show us. I'm just going to pray right now. Father, I pray the answer to these two questions you'll show us right now. Show me as well if there's things still in me that I need to give over to you and ask you to break off my life. Show us any wrong thoughts and any areas where we need our mind restored. In Jesus' name, amen. Very simple prayer. You can go home and ask that yourself. So folks, are we in control of our thoughts or are they controlling us? Because the thoughts we allow to grow in our mind affect our everyday lives. I want us to note this, that we can't stop the thought coming in, but we can stop it setting up a tent there, growing arms and legs and staying there for a fortnight. You know, it can enter our head 1 minute, but we have to let go of it or kick it out the next. Just because we think something doesn't mean we have to live in it if it's not true. So here's another revelation. To be in control of our lives, we must be in control of our thoughts. You can't just let a whole lot of rubbish go round and round in circles. Why is it so important? Because every thought we have affects our emotions. If we have a negative thought, you know, then we're just saying to ourselves, imagine they said that to me. What a cheek. I'm so offended. They've hurt my feelings. And all of these things go through our head. Then our emotions become our words. And what comes out of our mouth is, well, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Next time I see them, I'm going to tell them what for. You know, and finally, our words affect our physical body. Our whole life's affected by our words, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. You know, it's a medical fact that negative, angry, stress-filled words will adversely affect our health. It can cause headaches and stomach disorders like IBS or ulcers, and it can even cause heart attacks if you're under so much stress and you're just speaking at a great rate of knots and running around the office and doing all sorts of things instead of taking time out. There's a chain reaction in our bodies that is connected to our mind and everything that goes through there. This is the first port of call up here that affects our bodies. So here's a question. What's going on in your mind? And how is it affecting us? Because ultimately, we should be aiming to have a mind like God's mind, not having one that the enemy wants to put thoughts in. So look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16, and it says this, "For who has known the mind and purposes of the Lord to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and purposes." So this is amazing. It says we have the mind of Christ already. If you've asked him in and said, "God, I want you to come into my life," he gives us a new mind, a new way to think about things. We already have it. Our mind is open to the things of God and all he wants to teach us. We can be guided by his thoughts if we ask him for them, if we open ourselves up. Neil and I will often pray, "Lord, establish our thoughts about this. You know, should he change jobs? Should he retire? Whatever the question is, should we move house? Should we buy a new car?" We'll say, "Lord, establish our thoughts. Give us your thinking about this." And if you ask God to establish your thoughts, he will, because you have the mind of Christ. So he'll do that. We want to be thinking how God thinks about the solution. And reading the word of God will also guide us in God's thoughts, because he's written them down. So if we're not reading them, we can't be guided by them. When we start thinking like him, our minds become stronger and they become sound. And that's really important. So look at this next scripture, a fantastic scripture. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7 says this, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." If we have at any point in the day negative thoughts going through our head, this is a scripture for you. Write it down. Stick it beside the kettle. Stick it beside the biscuit tin. You know, we need to have a sound mind, because that's God's will for us. He doesn't want us to have a mind that's all over the place, up one minute and down the next. I don't think any of us want that. I remember, again, several years ago, out of the blue completely, I'd be going to bed at night, lay my head down on the pillow. Normally, I'm asleep in a couple of minutes, you know. All these negative thoughts were being bombarded through my head, and I felt really fearful. And I'm not generally a fearful person, and I really believe the enemy was attacking me with a stronghold of fear. There's all these fearful thoughts going through my head. And I just repeated that scripture over and over, "For God's not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind." And I just kept saying it over and over. And this went on for about 2 weeks. But eventually it was getting less and less. And by the end of the 2 weeks, all I needed to say was, "I'm not having this fear. I'm having a sound mind. Thank you very much." And eventually it stopped. The enemy will come and he'll try to attack us. Words that people have said can attack us. They can be going round our head 90% of the time. And if we're not putting anything new in, all we're listening to is the old repeat. It's a bit like switching the telly on and it's another repeat. You think, "Oh, I saw that show 10 years ago. You know, I saw that show 50 years ago. There's a really funny scene in Crocodile Dundee, if anyone's ever seen Crocodile Dundee years ago. A really good movie. And he goes from the outback Australia to New York City. And he's only seen a television once in his life. So the TV's in the room, and the girl said, "Have you seen a TV before?" He said, "Oh yeah, once, maybe 20 years ago." So he switches the TV on, and it's the Lucille Ball show. He went, "Yeah, that's what I saw," and switched off. Remember, that used to be on all the time. So, you know, that's what we're allowing to happen to our lives. We're allowing the enemy to do a repeat program and just repeat things over and over in our head. We cannot afford to be fearful. So what's the answer to having a sound mind? Fill it with the Word of God. Switch off that repeat program. Colossians 3 verse 2 says this: "Set your mind and keep it set on things above, not on things on the earth." It's saying set our minds and keep them set. On what? On God's advice. On what God would say to us. On everything that He's written. We're meant to look to God and keep focused on what God says about the situation. And if it's not in God's word, then God didn't say it. If something negative's going around in our mind and it's not in the word of God, then God didn't say it to us. So we're listening to the wrong source. Don't listen to the enemy's version of us. Because he'll only list all our faults and failures. He'll never tell us anything positive, not ever. So why are we listening to him? The Amplified Bible on that same scripture, Colossians 3:2, adds at the end, "Don't focus on earthly things, because they're only temporary." The attack against us is only temporary. It will eventually pass. There's some famous words by Abraham Lincoln, and he said this: "This too shall pass." Whatever you're worried about, whatever we're walking through, it will pass. So we need to keep our focus on God until it does. Like a bad case of indigestion, you know. Eventually it passes. I'm not saying how it passes, but eventually it'll pass. And so we need to keep our eyes on God until it does pass. So here's another key to getting knowing what is in our mind, and it's like this: set our minds in God's direction and keep them set in God's direction. So if the negative thoughts are taking us down this way, all the way to the left here, negative thoughts, and then we do this turnaround because we've found a good scripture and we're heading in God's direction, don't turn back. Don't go back to those negative thoughts. Keep going in God's direction. Set our mind on him and keep it set on him. I read this in my daily reading. Keeping it set calls for a daily commitment. Anyone can make a start, but you need the heart of a finisher. So it's okay if you turn around and look at the negatives again. Oh, I'm not meant to be looking at those. Turn around and look at the things of God. That's okay. We can all take two steps forward and one step back, as long as we keep going forward. So no matter what comes against us in life, don't be persuaded to believe it. But be renewed in our mind on a daily basis. Talk to God daily. Get out there and chat to him and read the word daily. Fill our minds every day with God's word. Be determined to have the mind of Christ in something. Why don't you turn to someone today and say, "I have the mind of Christ." We have the mind of Christ. He's given it to us. And if we're still not sure how to think, we can ask him to establish our thoughts. We must keep believing God and not man, not what man has said to us, not the negative report, and keep our minds focused until we get the victory in that area, until we finish the race. Here's my last question for us today. What's driving our lives? What is the driving force in your life? Is it our thoughts? Is it what other people have said? Is that what's driving us, usually downwards, in a downhill spiral? Is it our emotions that are driving us? Are we just blown around by our emotions? Because if we let our emotions drive us, could I just say this? We are in big trouble. If it's our emotions that are driving what we do every day with anger or fear and anxiety or hurt and rejection, whatever it is, we are in big trouble. Because our emotions can change 100 times in one day. They can change 10 times before breakfast, from the minute we get out of bed. We cannot rely on our emotions, and they will produce negative thoughts in our minds. It should be God's word that drives us. His word should be controlling our lives, not what someone else has said or done. His word needs to become our words. So here's the last revelation today. When his word on the matter becomes our word on the matter, then we've got the victory. Then we're moving in the right direction. But if God gives us his word and we just keep repeating what that person said to us in the kitchen at work that really, you know, hacked us off or whatever it is, then we've not got the victory. We need to fill our minds with his word because no one else can do it for us. Psalm 43 and verse 5 says this. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. This is King David speaking. The king, he had everything. Tons of money, tons of wives apparently, tons of children. You know, he had everything going for him. And the King David got up one morning and he felt down. He got up one morning and all the negative stuff was in his mind. So what did he do? He spoke to himself. He spoke to his emotions. He spoke to his mind. He said, why so downcast, O my soul? Your soul is your mind and your emotions. Everything you think and everything you're feeling, whether it's happy, sad, whatever, all of those things are your soul realm. So David thought, I'm speaking to this. I'm speaking to what I'm thinking. I'm speaking to what I'm feeling. I'm telling it to change. So he encouraged himself in the Lord. Could I just say, hello? Hello, if King David needed to encourage himself and talk to himself about how he was thinking, is there anybody else that thinks they might need to do that as well some days? Because I know I do. We need to encourage ourselves when there's no one else there to encourage us. Don't you think that it's possible that we may need to renew our mind and emotions as well? David made an effort to know his mind, and it's time we did the same. Instead of just letting the thoughts drive our lives, we need to be in control of the thoughts. When a negative thought crosses our mind, we need to address it, and we need to evict it, kick it out of our minds. None of us would let an enemy come in and occupy our house. Imagine you all go home from church today. Anne goes into that beautiful wee apartment of hers. She opens the door and there's someone sitting on her couch with muddy boots. And they've got the feet up on the couch. They've got her favourite mug in one hand and the remote control in the other. Do you think Anne would just stand there and let that happen? She'd be in the cupboard, she'd get the broom out, she'd hit them over the head, she'd chase them out the house and down the stairs, or she'd phone the police to get them to do it for us. No one would let the enemy stay in your house. Why do we let him stay in our mind? Why do we let him stay in our emotions? Because we do. Every single one of us does it. We cannot afford to let the enemy stay. We need to evict him. Don't let him occupy your mind. So folks, whether it's a new year, a new season or a new day, we need to have a new mindset. We're the only ones who can get inside our head and know what we're thinking. So be on the alert for any enemy thought and kick it to the curb. If we become aware of what is in our mind, then God stands a chance of transforming it. We need to renew our minds on purpose. And we can start today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up.